What a great day. This is a day where there should be much rejoicing. Whatever you want to do in the house today, clap, shout amen. Just this is the day for that, because this is the day that we can celebrate. And although we celebrate, we remember this day for the Christian, for the believer, we celebrate Easter, the resurrection of the Lord, every single day in our lives because of what he has done for us, how he has helped us, how he has set us free, how he has made a way for you and I where there seemed to be no way. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, 5, as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. And he said, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him just as he told you." One of the most phenomenal scriptures and one of the most incredible stories in history. And some might ask today, what difference does Easter make in my life today? How can it have any influence in my life? Something that happened over 2,000 years ago. Why is it so important to me? Well, Paul, he writes in 1 Corinthians 15:12, he says, "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection from the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But if he did not raise him, if in fact the dead are not raised, for if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For in Adam all have died, but in Christ all will be made alive." Come on, aren't you thankful for that today? And Paul tells us that if Jesus didn't rise from the grave, that what we believe is empty and useless. And he goes on to say that if Christ hadn't risen from the grave, that all those who proclaimed about it, Paul himself, is nothing but a pack of liars. And you and I would be condemned because of our sin. And even those who have died before us are eternally lost. I'm so grateful that we don't serve a God who lies to you and I. I'm so glad that we don't serve a God who died and is still dead. Do you know, out of all religions in the world, that all that say that come and follow our God, that Jesus is the only one who died and lives again? The good news, Paul doesn't have to leave us hanging. He says, he reiterates this in 1 Corinthians 15:20, Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. And I want to remind each and every one of us today the difference that Easter makes in our lives. The difference that the resurrection makes in our lives. Let me just give you just a couple thoughts, and I'm going to be done, and I want to pray for you. Number one, Easter makes a difference in our lives because it means that our sins are forgiven. Oh, that's a good time for somebody to say amen. I don't know if there's a person on the face of the earth that doesn't come to a place in their life where they pray and ask God for a do-over in their life. When they want a brand new start, when they want to right all the mistakes that they have ever committed in their life, all of our failures, all of our problems, our bad decisions, our poor choices, we come to a place in our lives that we want to start brand new again. And some that are dealing with memories of their decisions that torture their present, and Jesus has come to you and I and reminds us this day that he died for your sin and mine. And that he not only died for your sin, he took, the Bible says, all of your sins on his body. And he paid the price for you and I. And the Bible says in Colossians 2:13, you being dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all of your trespasses. See, the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection and the power of water baptism is that Jesus not only died, but he took the power of sin, hell, death, and the grave with him and you as well. And when the Bible says that when he rose from the grave, he made alive together with him, you and I, forgiving all of our trespasses and our sins. How many of you need that today in your life? You need to be reminded of that today. He goes on to say in Colossians 2:14 that he had wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. And I read this one translation, Phillips' translation. It says, he has forgiven you all of your sins. Christ has utterly wiped out all the damning evidence of broken laws and commandments which hung over our heads and has completely annulled it by nailing it over his own head on the cross. And when Jesus said that it was finished, it was not only finished then, it is finished right now. That anyone who will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior can experience the finished work of the cross. Paul says again in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. I'm so grateful today that I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds my future. And because of that, you can let the burden that you're carrying in your life today, you can let it go. You can let the hurt and the failure in your life, you can let that go today. Jesus has cleaned your life, and you need to accept it. And I felt this come over my heart for someone today. You need to accept it and move on in your life. Believe me, there are some people that will try to hold you bound to who you used to be. But Jesus has come. Not to hold you down any longer. He's come to break those chains off of your life and let you free. Come on today. He has set you and I free today. And which brings me to the next point is that he not only has forgiven of our sins, he gives us a life of great purpose. He wants you and I to know that you have purpose in your life. Jesus said, in John 12:47, I didn't come to judge the world, but to save the world. Paul said in Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his love towards us, then while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and I. And no greater love could anyone know than in the middle of your folly and your failure and your sin willfully, that Jesus said, I see you. But I see a purpose in your life, and I want you to know that I'm going to the cross even when you don't know who I am, because I love you, I love my people, and I love the purposes for where they have been called to. You've got a purpose in your life. And Paul said again, in Romans 10:9, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Let me tell you, that's not secluded to just a few. That's for whosoever will. Whoever will believe in him. Jesus said, I have come, John 10:10, that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus came not only to forgive our sin, but to give us eternal life. But he also has come to give you and I abundant life right here and right now. I'm speaking to somebody today. You may be burdened with things in your life, but Jesus has come to give you life today. And the reality of this is most people aren't living it. They get up, they do their thing, they come home, they do it all over again, and they never discover that God has created them for this purpose that goes beyond themselves. When you connect with this Savior who has risen from the dead and who is Lord and wants to be Lord in your life, you find out what you have been created for. How do you find it? Through the power of Christ, the power to change what you cannot, the power to let go of the guilt and the shame in your life. And if you're here today and guilt and shame has you bound, I want to speak to you directly and personally today. This is a day that Jesus has come to set you free from that. Let it go today. He gives you the power not only to forgive yourself, but the power to forgive others. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do this, not in my own strength, but through the strength of Christ who gives me strength. And we can discover our purpose through the promise of his word. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. John 14:14, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it for you. Somebody needs to write that down today and begin to speak that over your life. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. He wants to help you with your purpose. And then last, he wants you to know that your future is secure. Listen to me just for a few minutes. I've been by the bedside of two people that one, they thought that he was going to go that day. This is this week that this happened. I still haven't got the call. I said, you know, the body is an amazing piece of equipment. It so wants to cling to life. But the reality of it is, the Bible says that it's appointed and a man wants to die. But you don't have to go into that not knowing that your future is secured. And if I was going to take a survey and ask in society, do you know whether or not you're going to heaven? A lot of people would say, they would respond to me and say, well, I hope so. But if you had the ability to be 100% sure about the most important decision that you could ever make in your life, wouldn't you want more than I hope so? If you were going to dinner in Buffalo or Rochester today, and you got in your car and you had a date, and you had to be there at a certain time, and you looked at the gas gauge and it was on E, would you say, well, I hope I'll make it? I don't, maybe some of you probably would, I don't know. You'd want to stop. You'd want to make sure. And most people, they base their answers on wrong information, on information that our culture or science has given to them. Some believe in salvation by sincerity. But it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. Some believe in salvation through good works. Well, I've been a good person. I've done good, and because I'm good and I do good, then I'll get into heaven. But the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God wants to give you that gift. Then there is salvation, some call it by subtracting. Well, if I quit doing this, if I quit doing this, if I quit doing this, then I'm going to get into heaven, and nothing could be further from the truth. Proverbs 16:25 says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the way thereof is death only. Then there's some, they think they'll have salvation through comparison. Well, you know, maybe I'm not perfect, but I'm not like Bill and Jim or Susie and Linda. I hope there's not a Bill or Jim or Susie and Linda thing I'm talking about you this morning. I'm not, but I'm using this as an analogy. They compare themselves. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:12, I spoke about it a few weeks ago, don't compare yourselves with anyone else. Jesus in John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that you may know the true God, Jesus Christ, who has been sent into the world for you. if you come to him today. And I believe in my heart today that for some, you may have to blow some of the dust off your life a little bit so that you can embrace this Jesus. Some of you may have to renew. You may have to do some things new to get life back in the right course again. And some of you, you may be here and you've never given your life to Jesus. You can do that right now. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to think, I hope so, because Easter makes a difference for you and I right now. Will you close your eyes with me and bow your head as I close this morning? I just sense the beautiful power of God's loving Holy Spirit reaching out to each and every one. You're here. Maybe you're in different stages of life today. God's not mad at you. He's not upset with you. He doesn't have this negative attitude about you. He loves you. And on Easter Sunday 2019, it's a day that you will never forget. For some, I may be talking to a dad, a husband. Maybe it's a son. Maybe it's a mom. Maybe it's a wife. Maybe it's a daughter. You need Jesus. You need this resurrection power in your life. I pray for you right now this morning. Everybody, just pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for the power of Jesus. I want it all today, God. I invite you into my life to make me brand new. I'll live for you all the days of my life. And I ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I love you so much. Prayer people, come on down to the front. Listen, if you need prayer before you leave for anything this morning, come down. These folks want to pray with you. I love you. Go in his grace today.